VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump hosted talks at the White House Monday with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, said both leaders are united in their conviction that strong nations must have strong borders.
We have a solemn obligation to protect our citizens and their quality of life. My administration is working hard to pass border security legislation, improve vetting, and establish a merit-based immigration system, which the United States needs very, very importantly, very badly.
The president said he's prepared to risk shutting down the government in forthcoming budget negotiations with Congress if lawmakers don't vote on his immigration reform proposals.
I'll always leave room for negotiation, but this has been many years. This isn't just Trump administration. We're new. There's been many years, even decades. We have immigration laws. We have border security. We have all sorts of things going on that are it's disgraceful. We are doing a phenomenal job. We're setting records, but we have laws that don't work.
The president was asked also about easing tensions with Iran by meeting his Iranian counterpart, Hassan Rouhani.
I'll meet with anybody. I believe in meeting. The prime minister said it better than anybody can say it. Speaking to other people, especially when you're talking about potentials of war and death and famine and lots of other things, you meet.
He said he's prepared to do so without precondition. Both sides are claiming victory in Monday's election in Zimbabwe, the first since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. Priscilla Sigumba is the chair of the country's Electoral Commission.
This counting is conducted in the presence of agents, observers, and members of the press at polling station level.
The presidency being contested by incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa. Official results expected later in the week. This is VOA News. Four Western cyclists were killed in the Central Asian country of Tajikistan after a car plowed into them Sunday in a rural area southeast of the capital, Dushanbe. The tourists were from the U.S., Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Three other foreigners were injured, the attack claimed by Islamic State. Interior Minister Ramazan Rakhimzada said security forces killed four of five suspects and detained the fifth. Authorities Tuesday accused a banned Islamist party of being behind the attack. In Afghanistan, multiple blasts and gunshots were heard Tuesday in the eastern city Jalalabad. In western Farah province, a roadside blast killed at least 11, wounded dozens on a passenger bus. There was no initial claim of responsibility. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras met Monday with survivors who escaped fires that killed more than 90 people last week. Perklis Fontoulis was one of several hundred who gathered in a candlelight vigil outside Parliament in Athens late Monday to commemorate those who died. He blamed the state for not responding more quickly to the disaster. The prime minister said he takes full responsibility and vowed changes, including a crackdown on illegal and substandard construction. Pro-government forces in Syria are reportedly on the brink of seizing all of the southwest of the country still in rebel hands and have secured territory at the border with the Golan Heights, controlled by Israel. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, are advancing on the few villages still controlled by an Islamic State-affiliated faction. Following the rapprochement between Eritrea and Ethiopia, Asmara has planned on establishing diplomatic relations with another Horn of Africa rival, Somalia. Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi is in the Eritrean capital for talks with President Isaias Afwerki. Somalia in the past accused Eritrea of arming Islamist insurgents trying to overthrow the government in Mogadishu. The UN Security Council voted Monday to delay cutting troops from the joint UN-African Union peacekeeping force in Somalia, scheduled for October, a decision now put off to February. The council determined that AMISOM, numbering some 20,000, is still needed, given the inability of Somali security forces to take the lead against the al-Shabaab insurgency. Indonesian court disbanded the country's largest Islamist-affiliated group, Jamaah Ansharut Daulah, for conducting terrorism, JAD, linked to attacks across the country, including deadly suicide bombings in Surabaya in May. A sell-off in tech stocks resulted in a loss on Wall Street Monday, the Nasdaq Composite losing ground for a third consecutive session. The benchmark Dow Jones retreated 144 points to close at 25,306. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, mama. Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. And there's going to be a lot of hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa that will be coming to you today. But it seems as if I'm going to have a Cameroon music festival right here in the studio. Because all my songs today, I'll say 90% of the songs today are going to come from Cameroon. And I've got four of the big names from Cameroon right here with me. So, let me just start off right now by welcoming the great Mr. Leo to the Voice of America. Welcome to the African Beat, bro.
Thank you, thank you.
And I also have with me the great Magasco.
Nadaba.
Magasco. Yeah, well, it seems as if we're having a Cameroon music festival here at the Voice of America before we take it to the stage.
So
what's happening? Well, you know, you are here, but let me ask you to tell the people a little bit about who Mr. Leo is.
It's actually a very, it's like a novel, but I'll try to cut it short.
Yeah, make it quick.
So, my full name is Fonyui Nsobunrika Leonard. So if you come from Cameroon, the name Fonyui tells you I come from the northwest region of Cameroon. And so, to be specific, both my parents are from the northwest region, but I was born in the southwest and I grew up in the southwest. So I'm used to the Bakwere culture and all that. So that's pretty much it. And, my dad was in the military, and after retirement, we went to another part of Boya called Moliko, and that's how music came into my life through school choir, gospel school choir. And I started singing since 2007. That was just singing, and started doing music since 2009. Mm-hmm. And became
and now you've
real.
Become a household name
in
Cameroon and you're going across the world.
If I should add, used to be a science student, studied engineering, computer engineering to be specific.
So that means there is a profession lying down there waiting for you.
Of course.
I like that. Because you never know in this field of entertainment.
But I'm confident.
You're confident that you're gonna blow it away.
Straight up.
No. All right. Back. Okay. Well, now let me come over to you, the smiling man, Mr. Magasco.
Yes.
So what's up, bro? Welcome to the African Beat.
I mean, it's a pleasure to be here. I used to watch this over the TV, and I'd be like, wow. One day, this is a dream come true.
What? And it's true.
Yeah, this is.
You are here.
I'm right here.
The Voice of America.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Magasco, that Bamenda boy, you already tells
you. Born in Bamenda?
Of course.
That's the place I like.
I was born in this village.
So you don't like Boya?
Boya, I love. Yes.
I was born in this village, Banso.
I fell in love with Bamenda. I've not been there. I just fell in love with Bamenda.
Anyway, Bamenda
fell in
Boya,
love with
I
the people that
too. Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was born in my village.
So I was born in Sok. Went to Bamenda when I was 5, so I wasn't, you know, I kind of understand Banso a little bit. So I went to Bamenda, grew up, but I'm from the Com native, and, you know, I used to go to church. I loved singing.
So, hold it. I used to go to church.
Yeah.
Used to go to.
I used to.
And now you don't
anymore. All right, let me correct. Let me correct myself. But I'm not going to lie. It's not like I go to church every time. Let's get that straight out
let's
of the way.
Let's get it straight, right?
But I used to go with my mom. Okay. And she used to be part of a choir group in church. Mm-hmm. So I used to go with her.
Okay.
And I would do bass, you know.
So you play instruments too?
I'll just do bass vocals.
Oh, okay.
And people liked it. You know, when I don't come to church with her, they would feel the gap. They'll feel the absence.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's how I started. But I fell in love with rap music.
Okay.
I fell in love with the 50 Cents, the Jay-Z's. I used to look at myself in the mirror and be like, oh, maybe I look like 50 Cent. You know, the child thing there. You know, I don't know what made me to feel like I look like 50 Cent.
So do you remember the first rap song that you did when you were little? When you were standing in front of the mirror, the first song that came to your mind, what were you saying?
I was just mumbling.
I felt
like Americans, because you know the way they talk.
Mm-hmm.
I felt they weren't saying anything. They were just sounding good.
Oh,
so I would just be in front of the mirror like, you know, it's a man going and mix some people, you know. I'm, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Yeah, so that's
and
how
I started with rap too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started with rap too.
Yeah, and him too. He started with rap. We were in the car yesterday and he did freestyle and I was like, yo, bro, like you just killed bars right there. He's like, yeah. Yeah, so
all right. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. I know it's good to have you and it's good to know that background. You know, sometimes it's good to know where people started. I tell some of these young folks, when you see these guys making it big in the industry, don't just think they just got up from nowhere and became somebody. They came through a process.
Of course, you
came through a process. And you know, one thing I like is that you did not joke with the educational part of your life. Sometimes our young boys and girls today will just say, oh, I want to become a star. As soon as they get one keyboard, they start putting some few beats together, put it on YouTube. They think that they're superstars and they don't want to go to school anymore.
But and that's why I think I almost became a victim of that, because that's how I used to think when I was young. I was like, oh, I have talents, I've got talent, and I'm, you know, going to school. But my mom, I have so much love for my mom. Shout out to my mom, by the way. She kind of forced me into going to school. Like, she told me, you need to have the basics of, like, schooling. Like, because of her, I was able to go to the university.
And you have no regrets.
Yeah, and I don't, like, today I'm using exactly all my certificates. I still use it in music.
That's good.
Because I'm expressing myself. Everything is the education, the basics that I had, and it's because of her.
All right. Well, now we're gonna take your song first, Mr. Leo. We're gonna take one of my favorites of your songs, Jamais Jamais.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the song, Jamais.
Oh, Jamais Jamais. It's a love song. Jamais Jamais is in French, and English means never ever.
Never ever.
So this is a guy telling a girl, I would stand by you. Till death do us part. And I'm not afraid to tell the world how I feel about you. Well, I know we're going to go through ups and downs, you know, but we're going to get through whatever comes our way. It's never too late to love. I'll stand by your side.
That's a great commitment.
Till the end, yeah.
And sure. Did he stand by that?
For sure.
And you
was
doing
that you?
That? Are you talking
was
about
that you?
Me?
Yeah.
Wait, you doing that?
Of course I can do
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. Okay. 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 No problem. I'm just waiting for the day when one of the tabloids will put it out there, Mr. Leo has bam. I say, okay, Mr. Leo, remember what you told me? I'm going to play it again.
No, but truth being told, I can do that.
All right, that's good. I like the positivity.
Yeah.
I like the positivity. Okay, so now for my African beat fans out there, you're going to check this one out. And now we're going to bring you the sound, Jamais Jamais, by Mr. Leo, the man himself, right here in Studio 4. Check this one out.
Ooh.
Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Oui. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Oui. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais. A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Jamais, 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 séparé, jamais, jamais, na, 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 jamais, jamais, hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, na, 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 jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life, girl, I'm living my life with you. And if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. That's how we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine, écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais, na, na, na. Jamais, jamais, hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, na, na. Jamais, jamais, I go leave you, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, oh. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais. Too late.
to love. It's never too late. It's never too late to love. Baby, toi même tu vois notre amour c'est moukelele. Baby, follow me go moukelele. I go mare mare, I mare mare na you. I go mare mare, I go mare mare na you. I go leave you jamais jamais, jamais jamais. Séparé, jamais, jamais, non, non, non. Jamais, jamais, eh oui, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, non, non. Jamais, jamais, I gon' leave you, jamais, jamais, oh, jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 oui. Jamais, 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 jamais.
Indeed, beautiful. That is awesome. You know, I have loved this song without even knowing you. And you know, Gilbert gave me this song.
Abu
he told
Gilbert.
Me about this one. Abu
shout
Gilbert.
Out, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Abu Gilbert. And good luck with the Cameroon Film Festival. You know, and he's normally here, and so we talk about the film festivals and all this. And so he told me about you. You know, yeah. All right. So it's beautiful that we have that song. And now we're gonna go. We just want to push the music. The great Magasco gave us the sound Sokoto.
Yes, yes,
Sokoto, yes. Sokoto, Sokoto. So let's talk about Sokoto.
So Sokoto, when I was growing up back in the days, because I sing mostly in Pidgin English.
Uh-huh.
And back in the days, my elder brothers, they would be like, oh, Otin Asokoto, like, you know, when you're well-dressed,
uh-huh,
they'll be like, oh, the man on dressed, like, your dressing looks Sokoto.
Sokoto.
And you have a lot of money, they'll be like, that man get money, Sokoto, you know.
So the Sokoto was just a slang.
Wow. Yeah, so it was a slang. And then I used it. I'm like, okay, what if I use this? And then in the song, I'm basically a guy who used to be Sokoto, but now he's not. He's still faking it. He's trying to
faking act, as it,
and then
as
giving, yeah, like giving fake promises, like he has money. He's, you know, but at the end of the day, he got busted.
Oh
you
my
know,
God!
And the shame and everything, because they found out none of the things is his or whatsoever he claims he has is his.
Is his,
you know. So
all right, so let's enjoy the song. Magasco is going to give us this song Sokoto right now, and he's going to be performing the song live right here in the studio. And remember, I told you that we're having a Cameroon music festival right here, because they're here for that festival. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. But let's enjoy Sokoto right now.
Sokoto, say Akonto, 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 Akonto. Angelina, do me a beautiful. Now you don't beautiful. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. I'll be saying
Sokoto. Uh-huh. He say everything are Sokoto.
Sokoto.
All things are Sokoto. Sokoto. What about when we get Belé?
Yeah. If we get Belé, na me, Magasco, so na still Sokoto.
Hey. Magasco, na you get Belé.
Na me, I give up. I take him.
So you na Sokoto.
I accept too.
Okay. You know one thing I like about Cameroon and where I come from? I come from Sierra Leone in West Africa. Oh. You know, we speak Creole and you guys speak the Fijian. Mm. And but, you know, it is so close.
Yeah, very
it is
close,
very close. You know, sometimes people
Most words sound the same.
Nigeria, yes, yeah. Most of the words sound the same. Sometimes I don't know. Maybe that is why I fell in love with Cameroonian. I have a lot of Cameroonian friends, and oh. I don't know. Do you know Kang Quintus? He's a movie director here. No, we did a movie together really. Called Rejected. It was at the Cameroon Film Festival.
Yeah, I know about the movie. But yeah, I don't know
I have a whole lot of them. Yeah, so. But anyway, now we're going to move on because we have this festival. We have two more other guys coming up. And so we're going to move on to the next track that we're going to play. And that is going to be done by Mr. Leo, the man himself, Part 2. Yeah. So what is Part 2?
Part 2 is a French word. It means in English everywhere.
Everywhere.
So this song, it's like from my heart. It's a special dedication to my fans. You know, just telling them thank you guys so much for standing by me from the start, you know, up till now. Every success I have, I owe it to you guys. Because if I do these songs and I keep in my cupboard, it's not going to take me anywhere. It's not going to take me up. But from the day you guys decided to listen to me, you decided to download my songs and put in your phones and, you know, preach my vibe out there in the world, it made me Mr. Leo.
So this song dedicated to your fans,
to my fans,
to the people.
So if today I'm making money, if today I'm everywhere, partout is like everywhere. If I'm everywhere today,
it's because of you.
That's
wow. Okay. So if you're out there and you've been downloading, you've been helping to push the songs of Mr. Leo and all other musicians, well, this song, we're dedicating it to you. It's Part 2, everywhere, because he's everywhere today and it's because of you. So let's enjoy the song. And when we come back, we'll talk about the festival.
Partout. Je restais debout, toujours avancé, je saute pas les pas. T'as tombé déconné, merde, moi j'en ai marre. Je viens viser, la balle a décollé. Nobody stop, nobody tell me my limo to keep. Batman a come when I did it. Me and my guy shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. They be showing me love, I be showing them back, back. I give them a hit and I'm on to the next. I do it back to back, back, back. Blessed be Salatana and my people, they got my back.
They got my back.
A moment with my fans, then I go, but I'll always be back. Me and my guy shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. Tous mes fans.
Sans vous, je suis rien. J'ai dit merci à tous mes fans. Naya, 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 naya. Merci à tous mes fans. Beaucoup de fans partout. Ma musique, on écoute partout. Ma mélodie coule partout. Partout, partout. Voilà mon tour, mon buveur.
Mr. Leo, partout, beautiful beat, beautiful music. You saw me rocking out there and doing my own thing. I love that. So now, Magasco and Mr. Leo, let's talk about this festival before we bring you the next song of Magasco. Cameroon Music Festival here in the United States of America.
Yeah. Hey,
that is huge, right?
Yeah, that's huge.
It is huge, man.
So, Made in Cameroon Music Festival is just... We are just out here to, you know, show the world the kind of music, you know, Cameroon does. You know, that's pretty much the idea, you know. Tell the world this is the kind of music that comes from Cameroon. You know, just come feel the Cameroonian vibe. Come feel music straight.
Because our music
Cameroon.
Is so diverse. We have, you know, our music is so diverse.
That's actually the idea.
Yeah, man, when I was looking to you doing that Sokoto, and, you know, man, you are the man.
So but, we got like all the big names, you know.
Uh-huh.
But just to add, it's not something that's just going to end with Cameroonians, you know.
Okay.
It's Africa at the end of the day. So this is just to start it up, you know, and tell everybody this is the kind of music we listen to. Mm-hmm. But of course, the few editions next,
there's one like that that is taking place in London, and it's from Sierra Leone.
The dream is to be able to in the future get, like as you said, Sierra Leone.
We get a mixture,
you know, just
put everything
Africa,
in the mixing bowl.
This is Africa. So we just want to celebrate,
you know, be an African festival, big time.
That's
come on.
Okay,
one very important thing, you know, today we doff our hats out to the people of Cameroon. We know that there's so much trouble going on there, and we pay respect to those who have lost their lives in what is happening. But, you know, I want to ask you guys, what is the entertainment industry, what are you, the artist, doing to bridge the gap? Because the gap is getting wider. You know, what is your message to the people out there? Because you guys have got the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the platform. And the people there are listening to you. So what is your message? Let's make this one quick. Let me go to you first.
All right. So, for instance, we've been doing a lot of mentioning in our videos, in our songs. And plus, on the media, we've been preaching a lot of campaigns against violence. And campaigns for peace, like me, for instance. I have a Create a Solution, a movement that I created, a hashtag Create a Solution that is online, where my brothers too are supporting me on the whole thing, because it's about all of us. Where we are talking to the leaders, you know, where we're actually putting our voices up to the leaders, because they are the elephants in the whole thing. We're telling them, please cease fire. Sit down, have a talk, because everything we have seen, this type of situations in so many countries in Africa, and we've seen how it all ends with a handshake. So please, we want you guys to just cease fire right away and sit down, because we want to see that handshake, you know. So it's Create a Solution, and that's
yes, Leo,
basically.
Yeah, let's not forget that this is a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
And politics is funny, you know. We are just musicians, we are just artists, you know. Of course we have a voice, but when it comes to political issues, the least we can do is pray for peace, you know. Tell our fans, let's all put our hands together and pray that Cameroon be peaceful today. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the, you know, making that happen, it's not left for us to do, because that is for politicians, you know. The only thing we can do is get the crowd and let all of them talk about it so that it gets to their ears. So that's what we've been doing from the start of it. We want peace. At the end of the day, that's just what we want.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yeah. That is exactly what we want. And we're all praying for that peaceful solution to whatever the problem is. My country was at war for over 11 years, and we prayed for peace. I spoke on the radio day in, day out, and people eventually ended up listening. So that is what we have. We have the platform to just pray and we pass on the message. Hey, let's stop the fight and let's come together. Exactly. Because we are one people.
Yeah.
You know, we are one people. So right now, Mr. Magasco, you're going to play your next song for me, which is
Wulabangbang.
So what is the bang bang about? What
so Wulabangbang Wulabangbang was me trying to promote the Njang dance move and at the same time telling a story of a woman. An African woman.
You're always singing about women.
Africa, yeah. I mean, if we here, it's because of women. Like,
all right, you know, all right. I agree.
But you should. This guy. I tell you, this guy does it 10 times more than me. Like he's all about.
No, I know. In fact, when I'm listening to you guys, it's like,
Yeah. So Wulabangbang is just a woman that has light on her and she's shining, and I'm just like, ooh, you know.
Okay, so well, remember we're having the Cameroon Music Festival, Made in Cameroon Music Festival, right here at the Voice of America. And so now let's enjoy Wulabangbang, the sound of Magasco. And when these guys live here, I'll be bringing in Stanley Eno and Minx. Yes, Stanley and Minx are going to be here. So don't go away. And now let's enjoy this one, Wulabangbang. So once again, thank you very much, Mr. Leo. Thank you, Magasco. I hope to be right out there when you guys will be bringing down the house.
Yes, of course.
All right, let's enjoy now, and we'll be right back.
Baby girl, I go give you money. Give you today, you go call me police. Hey, girl, I go give you money. Give you today, you go call me police. Hey, if you go give it to me, if only say you go give it to me. Hey, if you go give it to me.
Can be. Well, we just listened to Wulabangbang, the sound of Magasco, and I was talking to Mr. Leo and Magasco, all from Cameroon, and I told you it's the Made in Cameroon Music Festival taking place right here in Silver Spring. But hey, We are now in Washington, D.C. at the Voice of America. And I have two other special guests from Cameroon. And that is Minx. Welcome to the African Beat, Minx.
Thank you.
And I also have Stanley. Stanley's right here.
Stanley.
Yeah, the coolest guy in the building.
Oh, man.
You see, so we have a lot and lot and lot for you today. And these guys are going to rock you anytime now. But, you know, I would like my audience to know, to meet you.
Yeah.
So I want them to meet you. First of all, let them meet you, Minx. Who is Minx?
I can't speak in French because my English sucks.
Mix it.
Okay, Minx c'est un artiste camerounais qui fait son petit bout de chemin, lauréat d'une compétition de rap, Hip Hop Talent Search, que je remporte en 2013, qui me donne l'occasion de me faire découvrir aux yeux du monde entier. Donc,
don't go too far, because I know that Minx is a hip hop artist, he's a rapper, and all this, and he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
And when I look at him, I say, this guy is a bad boy.
Oh man, he's really cool.
No. Okay, let's come to you then. Who is Stanley?
Oh man,
tell me about you.
Stanley is the guy next to Minx. That's me. You know what I mean? But I'm from Cameroon, and you know, I'm a rapper and I'm a singer at the same time, and you know, I'm a multi-award winner. I'm blessed to be a graduate in business journalism and everything, you know. So I represent Africa, I represent Cameroon. Well, you gotta shine, baby.
Yeah, we gotta shine. We gotta shine. Okay.
Yeah,
and we are here for this big Made in Cameroon festival.
Yeah.
What is the message when you get into this festival? What do you want the people to know? What do you want the people to hear from you guys?
We are Pan-Africanists at the end of the day, but in the whole plate of Pan-Africanism, you have like subgroups, like, you know, it's all about countries and nations and cultures. So this is just our time to come and show the people our culture, how Cameroon is being made, what our music is made of, you know what I mean? So it's me, it's Minx, it's Magasco, it's Mr. Leo, you know what I mean? Like four different kind of people, you know. We're just coming to tell the world that we exist and that you love us, you know us from far, but come on, eat us. We are around.
We're around.
You know what I mean? When we are raw, so eat it.
Man, you. Oh, all right, Minx, you can also do that in French and just tell the people about the festival. What is the message that you want the people to get from this festival?
Okay, nous sommes là pour présenter la diversité la diversité de la culture camerounaise. Comme Stanley l'a si bien dit tout à l'heure, donc on vient montrer l'énorme potentiel qu'a le Cameroun, que ce soit en Afrique et dans le monde aussi. Donc c'est pour ça que nous sommes là, et c'est l'occasion aussi par laquelle nous allons récolter des fonds pour les orphelins et les attardés mentaux. Donc tout ça sera versé dans les ONG camerounaises pour aider ceux-là.
All right, well, we've got these two wonderful guys again. Remember, we're going to bring you their music. And so we're going to start off with the sound of Minx.
Yeah.
And he's going to perform the first track for us.
He's going to perform the first track for us, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to perform in this segment. He's going to perform right now. And he's going to
do
the song, Luga Lele.
Lele.
Luga Lele.
That guy is ugly.
That boy,
Chai! You know, Minx, you did not see anything to sing about except the ugliness of a guy. This guy is ugly.
Every time everybody sings for love, for girls, I love you.
At least
I want to do something different.
Okay. So what are you saying? Is it bad that the guy is ugly, or just that even ugly people can be good people at times?
It's just because, c'est de la jalousie, jealousy.
Jealousy?
Yes. It's that. Donc, voilà. Je parlais de la jalousie. Un gars qui se fait
le gars lele. Le gars lele.
Maman.
Maman. Minx. All right. Let's enjoy this sound right now. You're going to see Minx in this song and you're going to love it. And it's called Le gars lele. You know what that means? This guy is ugly.
Whoa.
You shot there, you papa.
All right. We'll be right back.
La vie, c'est même quoi, non? H for life. J'étais comme hôte avec une go. Je respectais ses principes et ses valeurs. Un beau jour, elle m'a dit, Joe, je t'aime, mais je préfère aller me faire là ailleurs. Le macabre voulait ma mort. J'ai seulement digéré, j'avais le choix alors. Mes blagues à pas pour vous dire, quand elle est gauche, je ne pensais plus retrouver le sourire. Mais un beau jour dans mes waka, je lève la tête, surpris, qui je vois là? Mon ex go avec un Joe, lui holant le bras. C'est là où mon pote me fait donc comprendre que voilà son nouveau gars. Père, j'ai d'abord failli m'écrouler. Mais quand le gars là s'est retourné, l'affaire là je voulais garder ça pour moi. Mais elle a lu si c'est plus fort que moi. Père, le gars là elle est. Maman, le gars là elle est. Yesh, je dis que le gars là elle est. Chérie, ça c'est encore qu'elle est bzé. Tu avais fait ça exprès ou c'est la honte qui t'a fui? Parce que depuis je ne fais que chercher. Je demande qu'elle t'avait seulement dragué dans la nuit. Ce n'est pas le sabotage, loin de là, mais comment? Peut-être vous ne savez pas, mais pour moi c'est troublant. Pas les lapins, si Moïse l'avait vu, rien que pour lui, il aurait changé un des 10 commandements. Il fallait que je vous dise, quand je l'ai nié, j'ai failli mourir. On dit souvent qu'on ne connaît pas le caillou qui tue l'oiseau. Mais j'ai confirmé ça le tout aussi. Je sais, c'est l'enfant de quelqu'un. Mais il est comme un Joe qui a bien faim. Laissez que les injures, ce n'est pas qu'on m'a dit. Moi-même j'ai vu. Père, le gars, elle est. Maman, le gars, elle est. Yosh, je dis que le gars, elle est. Je ne vous ai rien, Joss. Ne portez pas mon nom pour aller knock. Mama. Oui, parce qu'on vous connaît. Après, on va entendre que c'est Minx qui avait toc. Mama. Je ne vous ai rien, Joss. Oh, ne portez pas mon nom pour aller knock. Mama. Pardon, gardez ça pour vous. Et puis même, je m'en fous. Père, le gars, elle est. Maman. Le gars, elle est. Yosh. Je dis que le gars, elle est.
Wonderful beat there, little girl, lele. This guy is ugly. Well, at least ugly people have got some music going, and they too can dance to it. Don't be jealous of them. They've been singing about love all the time, and this and Ming say, let's do something for the ugly people too. But anyway, that is nice. And Stanley has got a song coming up that I'm going to be playing for you. He's going to perform that song for you. It's called Casanova. So let's talk about Casanova. Casanova, you know, I can remember when we, most times when we say Casanova, is that, hey, those playing days are over. Your playing days are over. Are you still playing?
Oh, no, you know what I mean? I'm not playing. So basically, Casanova is the next track of my upcoming album, like, you know, my second studio album. And, you know, it's just, I'll have like an album that has like two different facets, the hip hop side and the Afrobeat side. So, it falls under the Afrobeat side. And Casanova is just a story about me just telling this beautiful girl that it's not my fault if I'm pretty, you know what I mean? Cause, nobody because they loop me with means I had to calculate them. You understand what I'm telling me now? So, like, just chill. You're my queen. You're the boo-boo. You know what I mean? I'm just fine and I can't help it. So,
you just can't help it. You didn't make yourself.
Yeah, but when they text me, I don't reply.
Yeah.
But don't tell me to hide my number because I gotta have a number.
Let's be straight here.
Yeah, brother.
When they text you.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't reply?
I don't reply because it even falls, you know what I mean? It falls on the answering machine because, you know what I mean? I got to have your number for you to, for you. Because I have a system on my phone that for your text to come into my phone as a priority, I got to lock you in. So if I don't lock you in, you're just a spam kind of person, you know what I mean? So I love you, baby. You know what I mean? I love you. You're my darling.
Okay,
darling.
Well, now let's enjoy Casanova right now. And this great man, this Mr. Handsome, they said not because he's fine.
True.
Where the girls then call him, he not go look. And a guy will get eye for C. So let's enjoy Casanova right now with Stanley Ina. Beautiful music, and I love it, and I'm sure you're going to be crazy about it. Let's go.
Oh. Dans mon iPhone, c'est que
l'as trouvé dans mon Snapchat. Hey, c'est le Nahel. C'est le Haya Haya.
Mama.
She be calling me Casanova.
Is awesome, and
I know the
confidence of the ladies is way up now.
Oh yeah, no, she's got to know, because you know what I mean, one man, one queen. We're from Africa, where the Bantu people have a lot of wives, but I mean, we're not part of that generation right now. So baby, be happy, you know what I mean, support me, because so millions
is
coming.
Is this a true story?
It's true. It started first as like a general societal kind of, mm-hmm. you know, kind of issue. You know, with ladies just always scrolling via their lovers' phones and everything. But now I just related it to me, because, you know what I mean, even my female friends, every time my phone rings, they're like, ah, girls. You know, you have some of these female friends that don't really want to tell you that they like you. Mm-hmm. They're just around. Mm-hmm. They want you to talk.
Tell me about it.
So that's just how it happens around me. Like, yo, when my phone rings, like, who's calling me? Who's texting you? You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, please don't be
so
too
don't
curious.
Don't worry, baby. It's just.
You know, I got you.
We're all in the game. All right. Okay.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Man.
Okay. We have this next song, Le Number.
Yeah,
Le Number. Whatever number it is, you were talking about your phone, and now Minks have got Le Number. What number are you talking about?
Le Number, c'est un morceau dans lequel je m'adresse à ces gars-là. Qui se disent être tes frères, tes amis, mais ensuite viennent te taper dos. Taper dos, c'est quoi? C'est les gars qui viennent derrière toujours pour venir voler ta petite amie, quoi. Donc voilà, le taper dos, c'est quelque chose de récurrent chez nous. Donc c'est un phénomène social que j'ai voulu relater en musique.
You know what? That one is too fast for me. Can you help me with that?
I know. I mean, like, the number is the phone number. So basically, the song, the resume is he's talking about his friend. Who is a bad friend, in the sense that the friend has got his girlfriend's number without him giving that friend the number.
The
so
number.
It's like,
oh,
what's
okay.
my girlfriend's number doing in your phone?
In your phone.
You know what I mean? So you chop my job. Bad friend.
That's
okay.
So if you watch the video, the fight, he's like trying to beat the guy.
I'm trying to beat the guy because he's got your girlfriend's number, and you did not give that number to him.
No.
So how come? How come her number is in your phone?
I made a chop on some more now.
And they're not friends.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the number is coming up right now, the sound of Minx. And you know, I told you, this guy is very precise. When you see him, you know, you're going to love him, because he's just right out there, and he's going to give it to you as it is. So let's enjoy Le Number right now. Remember, it's the Made in Cameroon Music Festival on the African beat right here today. And so let's enjoy it.
Les gens vont encore dire que je...
Go.
Me. Ah, for life. Phil Bill. Tu veux encore que je dérange? Dis-moi, je te confirme. Tu es un esprit. Holiday, je sais que j'ai un combi. Alors que derrière, tu avais les plans sur ma petite. Gars, tu as un cœur. Vrai, j'ai fait une erreur. Je négligeais les ragots. Les gars du quad m'avaient pourtant job. Mais j'ai simplifié le salaud. Mais ça, c'est toi, Chris Brown. Mais ça, c'est vous, Lendon. J'ai d'autres langues. Toi, tu veux marier. Mon frère, les gars sont finis ici dehors. Je ne peux pas lève ça. Le matassi me dépasse. Tu vas me dire comment tu as tout. Suis la fessie ou on gâte tout. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le
nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone. Just moi. Je te faisais confiance, hein. J'étais pris pour un ami. On pouvait tout me dire sur toi. Et bêtement, j'allais sauf que j'en ton caddie. J'appelle ça le sang à l'œil. J'ai vu ta vraie valeur. Comme je suis venu la louer chez toi, n'est-ce pas, tu viens la récupérer comme c'est toi le bailleur. Chouagne, tu as d'où ça à Djabéa. Si je n'étais pas là, on t'enterrait à Makéa. Même après ça, tu n'arrêtes pas. Mon frère, il y a même quoi. C'est toujours la jachère là. Je ne suis pas fort, mais tu vas parler. Tu vas me dire par où tu es passé. Comment tu as fait pour avoir le nombre là. Tu t'amuses ici, on t'accala. Garde le nombre de manga, fais quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone. Just moi. Et dit qu'on se disait tout. Mais bête à là, on arrête tout. Quand je pense qu'avec toi, j'ai toujours été réglo. Tout à part, c'était me taper tout. Garde, ne te justifie pas. Moi-même j'ai nié, laisse ce que tu dis là. Que je suis pas appelé. Dans les you-you que j'ai vu dans le phone là. Inventé. C'est deux choses qui séparent les hommes. L'ego et la fée des ronds. La vie ici c'est le carrefour. Monte tu descends, j'allais toujours dans ça au cas de tout. Non mais tu as fait fort. Mais tu es folle sur la mauvaise personne. Gars, ne me montre pas les dents, hein. Tu vas me dire ça ici maintenant. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay. Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone, just moi. Yeah. Les tapédo, le salut de haut, c'est pour vous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. K-K, Mr. K-Mix.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Yeah. Little number. So Minx.
Yo.
If your girlfriend finds her friend's number on your phone, what are you gonna do?
C'est un peu compliqué. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Si c'est toi qu'on attrape, genre, ouais. Tago, pour voir le numéro de sa copine dans ton phone, toi, tu vas en faire quoi?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I asked the other guys about, you know, people coming up. I'm happy you talked about education and all this stuff, yeah. You know. But these days, you know, you have the younger folks who, when they get into the music or into the arts, they think that, oh, I'm going to become popular, I'm going to become big, and I don't want to go to school and all this. So what is the message you want to pass on to them?
I'll just tell them that they, we are not the same, you know what I mean? We're like, we're right on the same papers, but we don't have the same lyrics, you know what I mean, or the same content. So I just want to tell them to just like, the best advice I can give to any young person in the world is to go to school if you can, you know what I mean? Go to school, or Google is free, you know what I mean? I mean, like, you can search, because knowledge is power, and that's it forever. So with music, I believe that you can be a footballer like Cristiano Ronaldo, maybe without going to school, or you know what I mean. But it's kind of hard, because at the end of the day, there is high seasons, there's peak seasons, and there's lower seasons. Mm-hmm. So if you're educated, you can host conferences, you can talk to kids, you know what I mean, and you get paid for that, you know what I mean. Look at a lot of artists, for example. Sometimes when my music is not really hot, you see me flying to places like MIT, giving talks, telling people, you know what I mean? Because when you are educated, you're not just only a star, but you are a superstar, brains or talents with brains, and that never fails you, because you can write books, you know what I mean? So I believe that knowledge is power.
That is so, so true, and I think we should be passing on those messages
as we
get along, we're passing on those messages. Okay, well, now we're going to climax, and I hope to see you guys at this big festival.
Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to see all the crazy performance on that stage with all the energy.
Man, I want
to
have you backstage, man.
True. Okay, and so what's going to be your final message to those who are listening, your fans out there?
Ok, continuez à me soutenir. Rendez-vous ce 28 à Silver Spring Fillmore pour le Made in Cameroon Music Festival. Donc venez nombreux, on va faire les choses bien, on va s'éclater comme jamais. Les gens vont encore dire que je veux.
Okay, well, guys, I want to thank you very much for being on the show with me today, and I look forward to the big festival, and let's go and bring down the house, okay?
Thank you so much.
And I'm going away for a little while, but I want to leave you with this song. It's Caramel. Caramel is done by Stanley, and Stanley did the song. You did the song with Davido, right?
Davido. Yeah.
From Nigeria.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this Caramel, a little bit of this song.
It's more like a celebration, because you know what I mean? Like, people be complaining so much, like, Stanley, you do, like, hard rap songs just for boys in the hood, you know what I mean? But, you know, I have this other side of me, this other part of me, a soft side, you know what I mean? The cool guys. So I'm like, okay, Caramel for me is not a color, you know what I mean? It's more a concept, like, to describe this hard-working woman out there, you know what I mean? Shout out to them one time, you know, to tell them that they're lovely. And I love y'all. You're my caramel.
All right, you're my caramel. And so with that, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you all a pleasant day. Have a lovely day, and now enjoy Caramel by Stanley from Cameroon. Peace.
Stanley and
how many girls I know? So many them I know wanna take control. How many girls you know? Just wanna see you grow. Oh yeah, Stanley, I know. Every day, every night she be singing on me, oh my king, oh. Elle est number one song, yeah. Make me scream, oh. Every day, every night she be singing on me, oh my hero.
For the girls with the breakdowns, one time for the girls with the breakers, one time for my love, one time for my love for you. One time to the girls with the breakdowns, one time for the girls with the breakers, but one time for my love, one time for my love for you. I get that boy to touch my kelly. Mon baby, mon doudou, mon ginger.